Mad Radio Sports Radio 610. So usually John McClain joins us in an hour, 7:40 on Wednesdays. Today he is in early because the 49ers are in town for two joint practices, one today and one tomorrow. Texans will take on the 49ers in a preseason game. Sean and I have the pregame show coming up at 4 p.m. from NRG Stadium on Saturday. So if you're at the game, stop by and say hello. I have a TSA PreCheck interview today.
Good for you. It is a life changer. It is a life changer.
Do you have it?
I just got it earlier this year, and it is such a relief knowing that if I, for some reason, have a flight out of Bush coming out of that godforsaken Terminal A, that I won't end up missing it, even if I'm there 5 hours early.
Terminal A, it feels like you're out in the territories, like you're out in Missouri in 1810. You just see, like,
it's such a difference from A and C.
When I used to go through it, and you had to remove your shoes, and they take, like, I had a pair of, my nicest pair of shoes, I took them off, and I put them in a bin, put them neatly in. Lady just grabs them out, just throws them in the conveyor belt, a TSA lady. And I was like, what the? And I said, what? And she said, have a nice day, sir. And I was like, I wanted to say something, but I know I can't because I don't want to end up getting, you know, like a long pat down.
I think he overreacted a little bit there.
She threw them like they were a football.
Yeah.
It was, it was very strange.
It was very disrespectful. Like, they were scuffed coming out of it.
My worst TSA experience ever has been that I lost a Fitbit at TSA, and I'm pretty sure somebody just took it. Because there's no way, like, I went back like 3 minutes later, and I'm who the hell takes a Fitbit? I feel like a Fitbit is one of those things that, for the
They're
most
all
part,
over the place
it
now.
Almost self-screens for itself. Like, anybody that would care to have a Fitbit is probably not, like, the thieving type anyway.
Yes.
They're like, I actually care about myself somewhat. I'm not just going to yank this Fitbit out and then go sync it with my smartphone.
What are they going to
anyway,
resell
it? Was stolen,
it?
Yeah.
All right, what would you ask me in this TSA pre-check interview? We got some tweets about this.
You are a Russian immigrant, so I think the questions are going to be a little different for you than they are for good old American Paul.
Yeah. Steven asks, are you Putin's brother? I have not.
Right.
I've never met
was,
Putin.
That's obviously dumb. I think that if you'd have to do more kind of things to try to figure out if you're a Putin sympathizer or something. Like, I would be like, okay, so Putin allegedly stole Robert Kraft Super Bowl ring. What should we do about it? Choice A, send a ricin envelope over there. Choice B, hey, he's Putin. It's cool. The guy gets things done. Or C, none of the above. And, like, obviously the answer would be A or C. But you might choose B because you think Putin, you're like, hey, Putin, just like other world leaders, did good things at the beginning. He'll just, he's getting things in order.
Right. And TSA, Mike's going to have a little bit of a different experience. There's some people that are saying, oh, TSA, you're going to be in and out. No, Mike, you are a Russian. So a question like this.
Oh.
Did Senator Joe McCarthy have the right mindset during the 50s? It's not about the actions. Was he thinking the right way? Yes or no?
That's a tough one, though. Because he was trying to root out communists, but at the same time, he was using kind of Russian tactics. So I don't know. You're kind of damned if you do and damned if you don't there.
Got an answer.
He was acting like he was a little fat Stalin, but he was also trying to root out communists.
His techniques are not looked upon fondly in the history
like
books.
He might have been like part of the, what was the Secret Service over there?
In Germany?
No, the people everybody was afraid of in the Soviet Union. KGB, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
His Germany, what the hell are you talking about in Germany?
Well, I was just asking, like, who's tactics.
You're the Russian expert. See, he's doing it already.
See,
you're playing
he's
ignorant.
Deflecting, right.
He's playing ignorant. He's like, well, Germany, I don't know. This KGB, I've never heard of it.
The correct
answer. Are you implying I'm KGB? Because I'm not. I mean, if that's what you're implying. Totally not.
The correct answer would have been, yes, Joe McCarthy did have the right mindset. USA.
Yeah.
Proud to be an American.
If
the Cold War escalated, Mike, who would have won?
Who would have won? Not the world.
No, would be the United answer? States would have won because the United States would have reigned supreme.
Yeah. Okay. I like Paul's strategy better. You go ahead and answer these questions.
Okay. Yes.
We're gonna
stop deflecting. Okay. God, the world's who cares about the world? The USA.
My take on McCarthy. My honest answer would be like the U.S. was way too concerned about communism in the 1950s. And that's obviously borne out by history. And the methods were not great.
Whoa!
Is that a hot take?
What?
Is that a hot take?
No, wait. You're confusing the domino theory with being way too confused about communism. Basically. Or way too concerned about communism. There's, yeah. I mean, there were reasons to be concerned about communism in specific pockets.
There were reasons to be concerned about the communism in the 1940s. In the 1950s and 60s, not so much.
No, I'm not talking about McCarthyism necessarily, but to say that like you shouldn't have acted the way you did in trying to root out potential communists.
My honest answer,
that's not a good answer, Mike. Maybe not. You're treading on thin water here.
I'm 32. I've lived in this country for, obviously a long time, since 1990, and I've worked here for, I guess, 15 years mm-hmm. or so in different capacities, and this country is as capital as basically as it gets. That's my honest answer.
Yeah, you're on the better track there as far as you go, yeah.
Another question for Mike's TSA pre-check. Are pilots supposed to drink vodka while flying a plane?
No, you have to be sober and making sure that you're on top of it.
In Russia, not so much.
If you were to hear the song 99 Red Balloons, would you start singing along in English or German?
Ooh. Do I know that song?
99 Red Balloons. You
know, Goldfinger did a cover of the song.
I don't think I know that song.
Yeah, Goldfinger did a cover, so I thought maybe you would have known that. It was from some, it was like a one-hit wonder for a young German singer in the 1980s.
If you've watched 80s movies, you've probably heard it. I think that
I'm guessing I've heard it, yeah.
I was going to have Atomic Blonde.
I was going to have Jonesy bring it up, except we've got this new system right now that it would have crashed Jonesy's brain. I didn't want to do that.
We got a lot going on this morning.
Jonesy's in there like a monkey with an accordion trying to get things done.
As a member of the liberal media, how many elections have you influenced? You're Russian?
Well, we tried to influence one with our Payne Meltzer campaign.
Yeah,
we tried to
steal the vote. We tried to affect change. And it didn't work out.
Another random thing that annoys me is the fact that our old web guy, Garrett, was still unable to get the records how many people actually voted for us.
Oh, that's because of Texas voter law. Like, we were supposed to register with, like, each individual county.
To be able to research.
You have to
how
actually
many
put yourself out there as, hey, dude, I'm a write-in candidate. Yeah, so they won't. They only give in state by state. They release the write-in candidates by different rules. It's not like a constitutional obligation that they release the write-in rules. Yeah.
So to be able to find out who voted for who, you have to register.
You have to. It's some kind of specific process.
It's too complicated.
I don't know what the terminology is. Yeah.
We're discussing my TSA pre-check interview, which is happening a little after 11 o'clock today, and what people would ask, because not only was I born in Russia, I was actually in Russia this year for the World Cup.
That's true. Yeah. So they might ask you. I wonder if they might ask you. They're going to ask if you've traveled to foreign countries.
I traveled
They'll
to
look
a bunch.
At your passport. And they're going to be like, what were you doing in Russia? You've got a pretty easy answer for that. It was the World Cup.
Yes.
I mean, that's a ripe prospect there to try to extort an American.
A texter asks on the DWIattorney.com text line, do you have any ties to Mike Vrabel? That could be very problematic.
No ties to Mike Vrabel. Although I did defend him a lot as defensive coordinator last year.
Those are ties.
Seth and Landry were far more critical, which might end up being the more correct opinion.
I'm confused about the Mike Vrabel thing. For why it would be a TSA pre-check. Just because he's psychotic and evil?
Well, doesn't he remind you of many Russians? Vrabel sounds Russian enough.
Oh, all right. Okay, I suppose.
I've never really made that connection.
Drago or Rocky?
Rocky.
Okay, there you go. Because even though, but the Russians liked Rocky too at the end. But
did they?
Yeah, they were chanting Rocky.
He ended the Cold War by winning that fight.
I saw something on the internet yesterday or a couple days ago that I can't believe I never noticed before. In Rocky IV, Rocky's training in Siberia for however many months shows up glistening in tan to the arena at the end there. I'm not one of those people that picks these things apart. But once somebody points it out to you, you're like, yeah, this is dumb. What the hell?
You know what? I can actually buy that, though, because isn't there sunlight all day in Siberia in a specific time of year, and you have all the reflection of the snow? But you're wearing clothes the whole time. Unless he's going shirtless to the mountains.
He was climbing up a glacier. Like, it wasn't that specific time of year. It was cold and windy. He was wearing one of those cool bomber jackets. Yeah, it was. He shouldn't have been tan.
Should have done it shirtless.
Somebody texted in DWIattorney.com text line asking if I've seen The Americans on FX.
I
have not. I've heard it's great. I clearly need to watch it.
It just ended earlier this year. Okay. The finale. It was true to form with the entirety of the series. And if you've watched the show, it's like things you always wanted a little more to happen than actually happened. But I very much enjoyed the end.
One more tip for the TSA. If I were Russian or if I were in the TSA, I would pinch you and see if you swore in English or Russian.
Ooh.
Okay. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I only dream and think in English. Maybe it was a little bit different when I first moved here.
Russians, when pinched, say, oi.
That's true, or do you just make that
according
up?
According to Google, that's okay. Russian for ouch.
I was wondering what that noise on your computer was.
It's like, oi. But see, now that's tricky because you're that's Jewish, Australian. Too. If you accidentally said, oi, quick thinking on your feet would be like, oh, I'm Jewish. I'm like, oi. Yeah, because you're half Jewish.
Is J.J. Watt releasing a new shoe?
Yes.
He released his first shoe, that cross trainer, about 2 or 3 years ago.
His latest training shoe is going to be released tomorrow. It's the Reebok JJ 2 Clean Slate Pack, triple white, silver metallic details. The shoe represents his fight back from injuries. On the sock liner inside, the words, quote, "Never let a stumble in the road be the end of the journey," reads. I'm looking at them. I like the outside of them because they're not just completely white. There's a little bit of a texture to them.
Well, there's texture to them, yeah.
But they do look dad shoe-esque. As someone who appreciates white shoes, I don't hate these shoes.
Yeah.
But I know a lot of people might be saying these are dad shoes. And mainly because of the association with J.J. Watt, even if they don't look like him.
They can't possibly be dad shoes because he's not aspiring to any kind of like fashion influence or anything. That's where J.J. was smart with this. He's putting out a training shoe. Like the JJ Watt shoes have never been, they're not supposed to be what the 16-year-old is going to mug another 16-year-old for. Like he's not going to try to go into that arena and likely fail. It's a training shoe. So I like his training shoes go. It almost looks too nice. I'll put it that way. It looks too, fashionable to be in a good training shoe.
I would definitely wear it. I mean, yeah. Don't get me wrong. I'm not the shoe expert here, but I like the look because I like things that are understated.
It's hard for me to pull off or figure out what kind of all white shoe you can pull off. You know what I'm saying?
And what's as a white guy?
No, if I were black, same thing. Like okay. What? Like because they're all white can be really, really dorky and dad looking, or it can look really, really like if you got the first pair of Yeezys, cool. Then they're really cool. And I guess maybe that's it. Like you're safe if you go by brand.
You have to match with the belt, and that if you have a white belt like I do, you can pull off of having an awesome pair of white shoes.
I have no
look
white
like
belts.
You're from Miami.
Yeah, and this isn't even like a white black thing. Like not like I'm not afraid of talking about the difference. I'm saying like if a middle aged black dude is wearing all leather New Balances that you got for $29.95 at Kmart, you're looking like a dad.
Yes.
You know, like, so I'm saying I don't know what the white shoe, like how you figure it out.
So I get what you're saying here. Yeah, you want to have something that's got a little bit of a pattern on it. You don't want it to be completely white. And
agreed.
And you want the pattern to be unique enough where it's a shoe that doesn't look like every other person that's in their 40s that's using them to mow the lawn is wearing.
Yeah. So if you buy the watch shoes, you're basically using them to like do a couple of things, go to the gym, whatever.
These look like they actually could be wearing them around casually, but you're just you're going to have to pick your pants and your shorts correctly. I know that a lot of people have like I'm the go-to guy on shoes. Really, it's all about do you have the confidence to rock the shoes and do you know how to like complete the actual look.
Steph Curry's shoes, that's one thing about Steph Curry's shoes, as ugly as the first ones were, they were supposed to, I guess, really good basketball shoes. Like they were awesome in terms of support and everything like that.